The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to the Chicago area entertainment scene is being brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, located at Arlington Heights Ford, 801 West Dundee Road in Arlington Heights. Their quality service department is open 6 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, and from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. Call 847-481-0530 to schedule an appointment for service or for tires. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center is offering some great values. Fall is coming, more weather. Schedule a free brake inspection by calling 847-481-0530 and mention Around the Town. Quick Lane is located at Arlington Heights Ford, 801 West Dundee Road in Arlington Heights. And it's another beautiful Sunday in Chicago. For those of you who are regular listeners, Frank is not here at the moment. We are not sure if Frank is going to join us today. For those who don't know, Frank's full-time job is a surgical assistant, and there's a couple of surgeries that he's involved with today. So hopefully those will go well. Frank will be concentrating on what he's doing there, and we'll talk theater when he gets in. I will have a guest who's going to join us in a little bit. And Kevin will be singing a little for it while we have his music on tape. But we'll talk about his career and what's going on with it. In the meantime, this is a very, very hectic week. A lot of plays. So aroundthetownchicago.com, you'll find a lot of reviews because I'm going to be doing some giveaways today, as usual. Santa Claus is here, even in September. And did you know that not only do you have the ability to call us at 773-763-9278, but you can also text us as well. You can call or text 773-763-9278. It's a text line, WCPT's text line. It's sponsored by GWC Injury Lawyers. You can visit them at justicestartstoday.com. I want to people to really call in today because I really don't want to take any of my gifts home. Okay, so it's very important we do this. I'm going to start off with the Mercury Theater's Spamalot, Monty Python's Spamalot. We talked about it last week. We went to see the show from here. It is a monster, and it is funny, and if you, no matter what's going on in your life, you see this show, you're going to laugh. I do have some tickets. Now, here's the thing. These are for a specific date. Saturday, October 12th at 8 p.m. I've got a pair of tickets. Now, you'll find the answer to my question in my review. The nickname for the lady who's playing the Lady of the Lake in this particular production. So if you can call 773-763-9278 and give us this lady's nickname, you'll get that pair of tickets to go see that show. All right, let's talk about some other plays. This was a wild, wild, wonderful week. One of the plays that I got to see is a play called Five Presidents. Five Presidents is taking place at Stage 773 over on Belmont. It's a kind of interesting story. And it's about five presidents who were alive at the time, and who they were there to see and talk about is the reason I'm going to give away another pair of tickets. So they are there in this room, in this place, assembled for a specific reason. Now, if I tell you who the five presidents are, it might help. But one of them is Carter. One of them is Reagan. One of them is one of the Bushes. One of them is, let's see, who else is in there? And I think it's what's his name? Oh, my gosh, I can't think of his name right now. There's a few of them that are there. We got Carter, and we've got Carter, and we have Bush, and we have...
You said Reagan. What Reagan? About William Jefferson Clinton?
Yes, and then there's one more.
Gerald Ford?
That would be it, Jerry Ford. You got it. Very good. I've got a great producer. He's on top of everything. So they're there for a reason. We need to get the reason. 773-763-9278, and you get a pair of tickets. Also this week, went out to Aurora. Paramount Theater, another smash production. This one is Walt Disney's Newsies. Now, Newsies was here a couple of years ago. They did the Broadway tour, came through town. Great production, great set, great everything. And then they transferred it to when Marriott did the show. They did a nice production, but not anywhere near the ability to do the staging when you're in the round in with a small venue. But now it's in Aurora. And Aurora, Jim Cordy and his crew always do fantastic work. What they did with this show is mind-boggling. It is just wonderful. And I'm not even going to make this one a hard one. I just need somebody to tell me where the theater is in Aurora, and you get a pair of tickets. It's that simple. All you got to do is call 773-763-9278, and you get a pair of tickets to go see Newsies, and you will not regret it. You'll really, really enjoy it. Okay, so we have somebody on line one. Do we have somebody? All right. Steve, you're on with us.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great today. Love your show.
That's great. I'm glad that you do it. I'm glad you're called in, and you have an answer for us.
I do to your second question about the five presidents.
Okay.
They're there to celebrate themselves. They're there at Nixon's funeral, and they're discussing Nixon's life.
They are there for Nixon's funeral. And it's you know, since that time, there has been another time that not these five, but five presidents have been together. But that was the first time that there were five living presidents at an event. And the play is just remarkable. The amazing thing about this, I don't know if you are familiar with the Chicago system of our Jeff Awards, where we give awards like they do Tonys in New York. This show, which I thought was well-directed, well-done from beginning to end, was not Jeff-nominated. It just shocked me that they didn't get it. I think the people who were there that night were not the right people for this particular show, or else they had a bad day, because it is a beautiful production. People, go see it. It's not very presidential, but it's very political. And it does give you an insight into things that happened off that we're not always aware of all the back room stuff, but this is beautifully done. And six great actors. The young man that plays, that does the Secret Service gentleman, he is really, really top notch. So if you get a chance, go see this. You stay on the line so we can get your information, and we're going to take care of those tickets for you, okay?
Thank you.
And thank you, Steve. It's always fun to give things away. I'll have to do it. Kevin, you used to do some reviewing, didn't you, at one time? I remember you did some.
Oh, yeah. I have Rock Chicago Magazine for years, and right. I've done what you've been doing, going to see a ton of shows as well.
Yeah, I remember running into you on a lot of occasions, and I think, sitting and having a drink after a show or something and talking.
Yeah.
And now you've kind of taken a little different road. I know you're doing what the Blues...
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers, yeah. And... How did this all come to be? How did you start doing that?
Well, you know, I've been acting for a long time, and I just kind of took a break for a while to do writing and do reviews and, you know, try to be on the other side of the picture and get to see people instead. And, you know, now it's just I wanted to take a different path and see what will happen, and I wanted to go the music route. You know, theater and acting can be hard, especially, you know, all these Chicago actors, because once a show's done, you just got to keep auditioning and auditioning for more and more. And, you know, and it can be difficult and frustrating sometimes. So I feel like the music route, and a lot of actors, a lot of Chicago actors are doing music on the side too, I noticed.
It seems of late, there's more and more, because there's a whole new kind of music. It used to be that you had to get into a recording studio and you had to do this and you had to do that. But now it seems that because of the internet, there's more availability and there's more things that you can do. I think we have a number that, let's put something on, let people listen to Kevin and hear him sing a little bit so we can play a little music for you. What? No, this is, which one do we have? Do we know what?
I've got Man About Town and Something Good Is Coming Down.
Okay, which one is your...
Well, Something Good was my first single that I released last year that I wrote for my wife.
Okay.
So we could start with that one.
Let's keep the woman... A happy wife is a happy life.
Exactly.
So let's do that. Really good. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
So this was, now here's what I don't understand about all this new recording stuff,
uh-huh.
is what happens after you make this where do people get it? How do they get it? It's not on a real record anymore, right?
No.
It isn't like there are no record stores.
There's still record stores, and I always feel as a musician to always support your local record store instead of buy, you know, because nowadays everything is online.
Right.
When artists are done making their music, it goes directly on the computer. So, you know, until you have to distribute it and manufacture it and then make it into a CD or, you know, vinyl is coming back. So now, you know, right. The records are coming back.
Right. I heard that. That's something I'm looking forward to. So, So what happens to, you know, as far as how do people get this? If somebody who just heard that said, oh, man, that's a great song. I would love to have a copy of that song. How do they do that?
Sure. It's on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Music. It's on Spotify. I'm working on an EP that I'm putting together right now that'll be out in hopefully December. And that song is on it as well as.
People can literally go online and they can buy by downloading it onto their phone or their whatever they
laptop, have. Whatever
it's
you want.
It's a whole different world. I mean, I didn't grow up with all this stuff. This is way, you know, and I'm not 12 years old. If I was 12 years old, I'd understand all of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't get this. It's something new for us. So it's kind of cool. And you go in the studio and do this, and then you send it to whoever is going to put it online.
I put it online myself.
Okay.
You know, like the process for Something Good that you just heard, you know, I brought all the musicians into the studio and we did it, you know, it's a step-by-step process on recording. Like we'll record the rhythm section and then the horns and then all the vocals and then it gets mixed and mastered by the engineer or whoever you get to mix and master it. Then they'll send you the MP3 or whatever files that you want, and then you can distribute it through an online distribution deal. Like mine was CD Baby, which helps out a lot of artists. And once you register with them, they take your song and they'll put it all over the internet on every website, so people can buy it.
And then getting the word out is what we're doing now.
Yeah, exactly.
you've got to go out and talk to people. And I think it's kind of interesting because, you know, I have a granddaughter who's a little actress. In fact, she's right now performing. Oh, she has another show a little later on today. They were on the show a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We had Stacey Flaster the week before.
Oh, yeah.
Stacey came on, and of course, she has a performer school. And my granddaughter is a member of that school and is now in and has been all weekend Cinderella at Ravinia of all places.
Oh, wow.
They did three shows yesterday and today they do three and it's just one weekend. So there is still one more shot at it at 4:00 today for anybody who hasn't seen Cinderella at Ravinia. It's 4:00. There will be it's a 55 minute show and it's delightful to watch these kids. The oldest kids are in high school, but most of them that are the young kids working their way up and doing ensemble work. So I'm sure that Sarah one day is going to want to probably make her own recordings.
Oh,
and so we'll save this so she gets to know how to do it because she's only 11 right now. So
I think I met her at the game. Did I not?
Oh, right. Yeah. You met the one that said, you know, she was one of the sisters who said play ball to start the baseball
game. That's right.
Yeah, we try to keep them busy. Sometimes I think they keep us a little busier. And Jane, my wife, who went yesterday to two of them, she's seeing all three today.
Oh, boy.
Or two, because we're going from here. We're going to pick her up, and then we're going to go to Munster, Indiana, to see the pajama game is opening tonight. It's kind of neat that you can do it. And we have one more of your songs. So what I want to do is play. This is your new one now. So this is. Tell me the background of the song, okay, Man About Town, because I'm around the town, so I'd like to know what Man About Town, it's about me, I want to know.
So to give you a quick story, so Something Good, as I said, was written for my wife. It was actually written for my wedding. I surprised my wife and wrote that for her without her knowledge.
That's great.
I wanted something to follow up that song, and that would really hit people even more so than that one. And so I wrote about our first date. And I thought that would be a cool idea to talk about the first date and bring it alive and kind of make it different, unique, and out of the ordinary. And, you know, I decided with this one to make a music video, which is on YouTube. If you look up the Man About Town music video, and you'll see the date actually happen before your eyes.
So, wait, you had pictures from the date, or you ran out and read?
Oh, no. This is this is a new take.
A reenactment,
if you might say. But it's, you know, I wrote this as, you know, when you're the guy taking the girl out on a date, you feel like you're the big honcho. You know where everything's at. You are the man about town.
Right.
And so that's what
you're in charge.
You're in charge. Exactly. So that
was probably after you say I do, that's when you're no longer in charge.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the premise behind this song. And you know, it's gotten way more traction than I could ever imagine. It's WGN has been playing it nonstop, and I'm performing it next on Friday on the Midday News with a full band. And this one's probably one of my favorite songs I've ever written. So,
all right, I'm anxious to hear it.
It's over.
was Kevin Pollak's Man About Town. We're going to take a little break here. Kevin, you can stay with us a little longer, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be here.
We're going to take a little break. We'll see you on the other side. Don't forget the phone number, 773-763-9278. You can call. You can text. I want to give away some stuff.
Arlington Heights Ford, with over 35 years of bringing quality and customer satisfaction to Chicagoland auto purchasers, has a new Quick Lane Auto, Tire, and Auto Center. We can service any make or model 6 days a week. Stop in 801 West Dundee Road, just west of Arlington Heights Road, east of Route 53 in Arlington Heights. Visit them 24/7, www.ahford.com. To schedule an appointment, yes, they do take appointments, call 847-870-1300. Want to buy a watch? For years, people have been hearing this phrase in every big city. In Chicago, when you hear, "want to buy a watch," it's a little different. It's Howard Frum. And whether you are buying or selling, you will get the real thing. Muller, Cartier, Patek Philippe, Breitling, and many more. Of greatest importance, hundreds of Rolex watches to choose from. In fact, over 450 in stock. Truly vintage and classics as well. For over 50 years, the trusted and most respected name in quality watches is Howard Frum, located at 5 South Wabash in the Jewelers Center on the 8th floor. Check out www.howardfrum.com or call him at 312-332-5999. Howard has been my guy for over 40 years. Make him your guy as well. Mention Around the Town, get a free gift. They also do repairs and restorations. Yes, make Howard your guy. If you stop over at Arlington Heights Ford, located 801 West Dundee Road, for a free trade evaluation or a test drive on any of their Fords or pre-owned certified cars, receive a $25 restaurant gift card. No purchase necessary. Just mention Around the Town Chicago. Arlington Heights Ford, number one in what matters most, customer satisfaction. Serving Chicagoland auto purchasers for 35 years. 847-870-1300 or visit them anytime, www.ahford.com. We are back. Sitting with me is Kevin Pollak, who many of you just heard his songs, and man, they're some pretty good stuff. I'm kind of impressed, I got to tell you. I mean, I've seen you on stage. I saw you do a few things on stage, but it's different when you're playing a character. Yeah. And when you're just singing something, especially something that you wrote because it comes from your heart. Mm-hmm. It's not, you're not doing somebody else's work, you're doing your work.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I do want to talk about a little more with that. And if anybody has any questions for Kevin, there's no reason that you can't call in at 773-763-9278. He'll be happy to talk to you. He'll be happy to explain how he got started or why he's doing what he's doing. Maybe there's somebody out there who's aspiring to do the same thing. Maybe you need to talk to Kevin just so you get an idea of if you're on the right track. Mm-hmm. He's on the track. He's getting TV appearances. He's working. That's what a performer wants to do is find work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I do want to remind, I did see another show that I didn't talk about, Tiny Beautiful Things. You know, anybody who remembers the lady who wrote My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, Nia Vardalos, right? Yeah.
Well, she has taken a book and made it into a play. The book was by Cheryl Strayed, and Nia Vardalos has converted that into a play that is now on stage at Victory Gardens. And I got to tell you, I loved it. It was 80 minutes. It's one of the shortest plays out there, but it was 80 wonderful minutes with four people doing this entire story about a woman who took the job of being a lovelorn column online. And she didn't know what she was getting into, but once she got into it, she took things from her own life and she converted people's ideas and thoughts, and it's just beautifully done. And what I love about it more than anything is that Janet Ulrich Brooks plays the Lady Sugar. She's just dynamite. I have never seen her not be dynamite. And, you know, she's going from Maria Callas to anything you want, and she's it. I mean, she's just amazing. All right, looks like we got somebody on the line.
Still being screened.
Okay, I forget the rules and regulations. Yeah, we have to make sure. I understand there's some people who call that are being screened because they're really not people you want to put on air sometimes. I guess they're panic people. Like, so we have somebody on line one? Are we screened?
Yeah, just waiting for Devin. Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Hello, you're on the line with us. Oh, is this Vicky?
Yes, hello. Happy Sunday to
Happy
you.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah.
Happy Sunday.
Yes, sir. You know, I enjoy this conversation, and I really enjoy the fact that you have an entrepreneur on the show, a business owner. I'm a business owner, taxes, which is seasonal, but my main business is a dog trainer, and my question is, where do I draw the line? Where do we draw the line between the love of the profession, dogs, and profit? This is where I struggle. My tax business, no problem. But this dog training, it's killing me. Like, I'd love your opinion on that, please.
Well, I'm a little confused as to what you're asking me to give you an opinion on.
Well, an opinion on business versus profit. The love of what we do versus...
The love of what we do...
Versus profit.
Okay. I mean, I love what I do, and I'm sure Kevin loves what he does. And what is it? You don't love what you do, or you do love what you do?
I do. I love what I do, and so I struggle because as a dog trainer for profit, when I see dogs, I give my services away for free. I'm asking you if that's right or if it's wrong.
I can help you with that. So I get what you're trying to say, you know, yeah. And being an entrepreneur in the music world, I could tell you that, you know, you're not always going to get paid for everything, but you're going for what you want to, you know, what you believe in and what you want to do and what you want to eventually make money with. You know, and sometimes you have to take risks and sometimes, you know, it may hurt you in the end, but you know, as long as you have the passion and the drive for what you want to do in the future, you know, you just go for it.
It's kind of important that anything you do, that you do what you love doing. And that's one of the beauties. During the day, I do a job that I love doing. You know, I'm the welcome wagon guy, and I love putting the businesses together with the people that are moving into the community. And then I have all these newspapers that take my reviews and translate them and put them out there so people from all ethnic groups, and I don't get paid for that. I love doing what I do, and I have the good feeling that people say to me, I enjoy what you do, and I enjoy reading what you write, and I learn from you, and my God, that's a good feeling. And if you have that good feeling, you know that whatever happens in the future, and I'm not one that knows what our futures are, whether we're going to, you know, go if there is a heaven or not, but I know that if there is one, there's a place for me, and it's a comfortable place, and I'll be happy. So
right.
Just do
and
what you do.
I need it from you guys because my income tax business, of course, I prosper, you know, death and taxes. But my dog training business, I lose money, you know, every day. But it's so fulfilling. And so I just needed to hear someone say, yeah, you know what? You're not wrong.
All right. Well, I'm going to say thank you for your good work.
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you very much for calling.
Thank
I don't
you.
Have
thank
you're
you
up
guys.
In Waukegan. I don't have anything to give you up there. I'll tell you what I can do. If you can drive down to Buffalo Grove, you want to drive down to Buffalo Grove, I will give you a gift card to go to the Continental Restaurant in Buffalo Grove. Just leave your information with our producer and we'll make sure that we get that to you, okay?
I'll do it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too.
Yeah, the Continental is one of my favorite restaurants. Pete is just a glorious guy. They great food.
Well, I used to live in Buffalo Grove, so I used to go there all the time.
Okay.
So
well,
I can agree with you on that.
Yeah, and he's getting ready now. He's getting ready for the Jewish High Holy Days. He takes care of everybody in the community. The churches, they all come to him. He's got a banquet room. Last night he had his comedy night there. They take the banquet room. And Mark Klaber's been putting contests, comedy nights out that were dinner and everything. It's just kind of a cool restaurant. So we'll make sure we take care of our lady, so she'll feel much better. I don't know if anybody. It's hard to do what you want to do, and then people don't always say thank you, even. Yeah. You know, so it's kind of a thing. But the beauty of this play that I started talking about is that you feel like you've been in an 80-minute session where all your questions in life have been answered.
Wow.
It's just kind of amazing. Now, they do have afterwards, they do have a thing where people can come back in and talk
like
about
a talk
it.
Back.
Yeah, talk back. But I don't normally stay for those because I don't want it to affect my review. You know, I may change my whole idea of what I think I saw, and I'm not going to let that happen. So I don't stay for that, but I did talk to some people who did, and they said that it was really eye-opening. It was really exciting. So that's what it's all about. And that's at the Victory Gardens, and that's just opened up. That'll be there through October 13th. It's called Tiny Beautiful Things. And those tiny, beautiful things are the things that are within us. And it's really, really well done. So that's one you want to see. And Julia Roth, who does some writing for me, I don't get them all posted right away because it takes a few days sometimes. But she just went to see a show at the Burger Park. A lot of people are not aware that Burger Park over on Sheridan Road, just about Devon, maybe might be a little south of Devon. Yeah, it is. It's a little south of Devon. It's on, almost by the Loyola campus there. There's a little theater in that park. That park has a restaurant, which closes after this month, I think. And they're open for the summer. Well, and they have a little theater there that does small plays. And they have a beach, and they have a little museum. And they have a lot of things at Burger Park. And they're doing a show called the Pocololo Suite, which is about, I guess it's to make you feel like you're in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
With the water and all the other stuff. So that review will be up very shortly. That play will be running, I guess, until October 5th. So we got a couple of weeks for that one. And I'm going to try to get more information on that play. Maybe we'll see if we can swing a few tickets to give away. Meanwhile, I still have tickets to Monty Python, Spamalot. Somebody called in. All I need to know is the Lady of the Lake's name. And I've talked about her before. I think I've said her name probably, in the last 4 weeks, maybe five times or six times. I can only tell you that she's dynamite, and she does other kinds of performances that she's done and everything she's always done, I've always loved. And her nickname is in my review of Spamalot. And if you find that, you got a pair of tickets to go see her in that show. And the whole cast is just a rousing, rousing comedy. I mean, it's one of the funniest shows.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter who you are, if you've had a bad day and you go in and see that show, you're going to be not unhappy anymore. You're going to be smiling. You're going to be laughing. You're going to have a great time. And it's a very, I think Act 1 is 50 minutes. Act 2 is 55 minutes. And the Mercury Theater is a very comfortable place on Southport. The only thing I'm going to tell you, if you go to the Mercury Theater and there's still baseball going on, parking can be a little bit of a problem. But other than that, and I don't think baseball is going to be going on much
longer.
Look like, you know, the play Miracle is closing at the end of the month, and I think Wrigley Field is too. I think they're both going to close at the same time. You know, we've got a Sox fan sitting across the board from us.
You got another one here.
Oh,
sorry.
My God. I'm
sorry about that, Al.
I'm surrounded on all sides. Oh, my God. That's a little tough for me. Next week, I'm going to see Dana H. at the Goodman. I'm going to see Oslo, which is Timeline Theater, doing a play at the Broadway Playhouse, which is on Michigan Avenue. It's kind of neat. Broadway in Chicago is spreading their wings a little bit and allowing other theaters to use their venue. It's a great theater, great location, and it's about time that it had more than these one-week shows that come in.
Yeah.
It's a real play, and Timeline gives us great theater. So this I'm looking forward to. We've got The Color Purple opening up at Drury Lane in Oak Brook. We've got Chicago Shakespeare doing a play called The King's Speech.
Oh, my God, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, that's opening this week. That is the movie now on stage live, and I'm looking forward to it. And then I think we're going to see Mother of the Maid at Northlight on Saturday. And then Theo Ubike will be opening Hello Again on next Sunday. So I have very little to do this week. It's a very, very short week. It's only, what, 6-7 plays. Mm-hmm. It's not bad, right? So it's kind of exciting. Anybody, we don't have anybody calling in? Come on. Somebody called in. I want to give away these tickets. I also want to give tickets away to go out to see Newsies. All I need to know is where the theater is, the address of the theater. That's not a hard one. That should be an easy one. 773-763-9278. I know you're getting ready for the Bears game, but you still got time. You don't have to go. The pregame, don't worry about it. Worry about the postgame. That's more important. Yeah. And, okay, what else? Anybody calling in that has questions for Kevin? Kevin, nobody has any questions? Got to be some young people out there that are aspiring to do this. This has got to be their thing. So going back in time, mm-hmm. when you were writing for
Rock Chicago Magazine.
Okay. And then you decided that you wanted, and I've seen you do a couple of plays in a couple of the theaters.
Yeah. Black Ensemble.
Right. You did Black Ensemble. I think you may have been one of the first not African-Americans to be in one of their shows. And it was kind of neat. Then you've done a few other things, right?
Yeah. So I started there with Men of Soul, which you saw. And then I was Roger Ebert in the Black White Love play there. You know, and I went around the professional circuit for a while. And as I said, theater can be difficult. So after a while, after Roger Ebert, I got Blues Brothers. And, you know, it's a traveling
blues. Yeah, to explain this, Blues Brothers, to those who don't know, you go to different venues and do this?
Yeah,
and
all
have,
around
you have
the
a partner with you?
Yes.
Because you have to have Blues Brothers. Yeah. There have to be two of you.
Jake and Elwood.
Right.
So it's spelled B-L-O-O-Z-E. And, you know, we travel all around the Midwest, not just Illinois. And we play. It's an 11-piece band. We pay tribute to the original movie that everybody knows and loves. Has the Bluesmobile that we bring with us to all our locations. Exact replica of from the movie.
Cool.
And you know, it's a great thing. And but it takes up about 3/4 of my year. So other than working a day job like you.
Well, that's great that you have that it's working for you, because that's one of the things that most actors don't have. Is a steady gig.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have a steady gig, you want it. You know that. You know there's a paycheck coming in. You know something else is happening.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, looks like we may have somebody on the line. Okay, so which one do we have? We have line 2. Hello.
Hello.
You're on with us. What can I do for you?
I've got the name of the Lady of the Lake.
You do? What is the name of the Lady of the Lake?
It's also my boat's name. It's Nimue.
No. The name of the Lady of the Lake character, the lady that plays it.
Oh, that I don't know. I just know the Lady of the Lake was the witch Nimue.
Yeah, but if you go to
the
my website and you take a look at the review, when I hit the Lady of the Lake, it tells you the also known as AKA, and it tells you who she is. So you can call back. If you want to do that, we can't wait for you, but we can call back in, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, Dennis, thank you. All right, we got Barry on line 1. Barry on line 1.
Hey, Al, loving your show.
Thank you.
And I've got an answer for you where the Paramount Theater is, 23 East Galena in downtown Aurora.
You got it. All right. Well, you're gonna get a pair of tickets to go out and see that show. And phenomenal.
Just keep doing the good work. I love your reviews. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for joining us, and we'll stay on the line. We'll get your information and get those tickets to you.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. All right. So we finally got that one. So we still need to find the Lady of the Lake, and I might even have another pair for Paramount. Let's see. If we can say the movie came out in... See, I'm not sure if I have that. If anybody knows when the movie was done and who played, I'll tell you what. The movie was done in 1992, and there was a actor who was, it was his first movie, and I'll give you his initials. It's C.B. Those are his initials. If you can tell me who played, he played Jack Kelly. If you can tell me that person's name, you get a pair of tickets to go see Newsies, okay? All right, so let's, we still got, you got about 10 minutes. So number 773-763-9278. We'd love to give the tickets away. That's what I'm here for. I love giving away things. I want to talk about a restaurant that I'm going to this next, not next week, the week after. A lot of people, check your memories, used to be a restaurant called Myron and Phil's. Everybody knew Myron and Phil's. One of the great things was on Devon Avenue, right near Lincoln Avenue, and it was a place that was kind of almost a supper club, except they really didn't have entertainment except piano playing. Mm-hmm. But the kids have opened up a new restaurant, and they're not far from there. It's on Caldwell near Tui, so it isn't far at all. And it's called Wildwood Tavern.
I've heard of that, yeah. Right?
And we're going to go review it, and we're going to be giving away gift cards to go to that restaurant. So that's going to be coming up very shortly in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to it. Want to see if they really have those recipes. And I also want to see if they have that chopped liver out before you. That was one of the things when I was a kid, we used to go to, when we went to Myron and Phil's, it was my father said, all right, don't fill up on the chopped liver or just eat the chopped liver and don't order any dinner. So we loved the chopped liver, and I became a chopped liver addict from that restaurant. It was that one, and the other one was Joe Stein's. They also had that. I think Carson's may still have chopped liver out, too. Used to be big. Doesn't happen too often. It's like the old delis used to have the pickles out. They used to have everything out. Now they don't quite put it out that way.
No, really.
Because it's a waste in a lot of cases. People don't eat all that stuff, and everybody's on diets or programs or counting their calories or counting this, so it gets a little crazy. And we got to watch ourselves with, you know, today. We got to watch our cholesterol. We got to watch our fat content. Mm-hmm. We got to watch everything because who's watching us?
Health is important.
That's right. You got to be careful. Next week we have Frank. We'll be back, hopefully, and hopefully everything worked out okay. I'm always concerned when he sends me a little text saying, got a surgery, and then he sends 5 seconds later, oh, we got a second surgery. He says, I might not be at the show today. I'm sure we'll see Frank tonight in Munster. He'll be heading out there to go see Pajama Game as well. And we always go to Munster. We always pick up Munster donuts. Last week, the Munster brought donuts. We have donuts, and the boys got to eat some after we left.
Well, those were delicious.
They are,
yeah.
They?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
they are the best. It's really amazing how a donut can change from place to place. And different donuts are a little bit different. Looks like we got the place lining up. Looks like this one has a question for you, I think. Kevin, you got a question from hello, you're on for, you want to talk to Kevin?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello.
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 Okay, we're having a problem hearing you, or you still have your radio on, or what?
I was on hold waiting to talk to Kevin.
Oh, this is Kevin.
This is Kevin?
Yep.
This is Uncle Norm.
Hey, Uncle Norm, how are you?
Oh, my God. Oh, forget it. I thought I was going to be on the air. I want to congratulate
you. Are on
you
the
are
air.
On the air.
You're on a delay, so you don't hear yourself.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's
I'm
okay.
So
Otherwise,
sorry.
You get us crazy. So
well, Uncle Norm says, Kevin, thank you. I love your new music. It's awesome.
Thanks, Uncle
right,
Norm.
Let's get to,
I appreciate
okay,
it.
That's great, Uncle Norm. Thanks for calling in. And we'll talk to you. He'll talk to you later, I
Take
promise
Take care, Uncle
you.
Norm.
All right, we got Michelle on line two. Michelle
Hello.
On line two.
Hello.
Hello. You've got an answer for me.
Yes, I do. Her nickname is Big Red.
You got it. Big Red. That's Megan Murphy, and she is amazing.
I can't wait.
Yeah, this show is, if you've ever seen the show before, you know that it is zany comedy, and she steals every scene she's in, she steals them. So I am so glad you called in with that answer. And you know that date is in October. We'll send you the information and take care of everything so you'll have a pair of tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, I got Debbie.
Have a great day.
Okay, Jalen. Debbie.
Yeah, hi.
You're on the air.
Hi, yeah. I love your show.
Thank you.
For Newsies, the 1992 movies, it was Christian Bale.
You got it. All right. See, this is what I love. I love to give away stuff. I love when people call in. That's what it's all about. That makes my Sunday special.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I'm
you.
So excited.
All right, you hang on, and we'll take care of it. We'll make sure you all get it.
And the Paramount is the most awesome theater. I was there once before, and it's just magnificent.
Well, and it's getting better. They keep improving it more. So they now have cup holders. They didn't in the beginning. The seats, some of the seats have been reupholstered, so they're even nicer. They are little by little, they're making this theater the number one theater in the Chicagoland area. The
productions, really the classic
parking
beauty.
Is easy. The restaurants are more restaurants are coming into town. Aurora is wonderful. All right, so stay on the line. We'll get your information, okay?
Thank you,
and enjoy the show. You will.
You have a fun week.
You too. It makes me feel good. Now I feel good. So, Barry, if you're listening, my friend Barry, don't you feel good that I'm giving away stuff? Now, I got to give something to Kevin before we go off the air because we don't have much time left. For coming on, one of the things that my friend Barry, one of his things is the ad gift specialty business, but you get a mug that has Around the Town Chicago and your appearance.
Very cool.
This is every time you have a cup of coffee or you sit there have a cup of tea, you look at that and say, I remember that day.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
thank you.
That's my pleasure. So how much time do we have? Our clock isn't working, so we're going off air?
You have three more minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. You got to give me numbers. We have a clock that isn't working.
Yeah. I don't know why they...
I think we need to call Howard Frum and have somebody come out and fix this clock. It's the old saying, if your clock isn't working, your time doesn't run out. But it does. So I want to watch that real carefully because I don't want to spill anything on anybody. We have a lot of stuff happening, and a lot of people should know because Hamilton is about to open in Milwaukee. So everybody knows Hamilton is closing here. But Milwaukee will be opening in October, and we'll have, I believe it's 6 weeks. So I will have more information on that next week. Milwaukee is not that far. It's easy parking up there. Mm-hmm. Traffic is actually easier than going downtown. When we go up there, it's always like an hour and a half to get there and an hour and a half to come back, which is a little longer than going into the city. It takes us 2 hours to get there, only half an hour to come home. But parking is almost free.
Oh, yeah, always easy.
And it's dinner in a restaurant is about half the price of what you pay downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really a beautiful theater with great seating and great sight lines, and it's just wonderful. So I'm going to have all that information next week because I know that a lot of people didn't get to see Hamilton. They wanted to. So we'll make sure you get the information on that so that you'll be able to go there and see it. I think they're going to have Dear Evan Hansen as well.
Oh, wow.
Which is also coming back to Chicago. So there's a lot of great things happening. It's a busy, busy time for theater, and I'm in love with that. To me, it's the greatest thing in the world because I don't want to sit home and watch TV at night. Yeah. I like going to a movie occasionally. We did see a wonderful, wonderful movie called Fiddler on the Roof, Miracle of Miracles, which is a telling of how it became not only a movie but a play. It's all in there. And it has some amazing stories, amazing pieces of music that were cut from the original, and how the name Fiddler on the Roof, how the title came from a Marc Chagall painting. Really, really great. So we're running with a minute left. Frank, if you're driving to get here, relax. if you're still in surgery, make sure you close it up. Make sure you close everything. Don't leave anything unopened. I don't want anybody coming back saying, Frank, you made it wrong. You did it wrong. So we had a great show today. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for your music.
Thank you.
I think the songs are great. I think there's something going on.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate it.
And I love my audience. Thank you for calling in. Remember, read my reviews, aroundthetownchicago.com. You could be a winner. We love giving away stuff, and we'll be here next week, same time, same station, WCPT, 8:20 a.m. We're here for you. We'll see you at the theater. Around the Town Chicago has been brought to you by Quick Lane Auto and Tire Center, located at 801 West Dundee Road in Arlington Heights, Ford. They're open 6 days a week, offering great service and value. Call 847-481-0530. You need an oil change? Mention Around the Town and get the works for $44.95 or less. Check out www.quicklane.com.